You're listening to Pirate Radio Podcast.
Cast out to sea.
Hey, Adrian, you old sea dog.
What?
I think it's time to listen to some music.
Welcome to Pirate Radio Podcast. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Ollie.
Yeah, hi, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good, how are you?
Another week, another podcast.
Yeah, coming at ya.
Another fresh press.
Insert intro here.
Back down the hatches, it's fresh press time.
New songs, new albums, new EPs on Fresh Press.
You're listening to Pirate Radio Podcast.
We've done like four in a row here. We're really getting a lot of new music out.
A lot of fresh music, yeah.
Yeah, should have a new listener list coming soon. But anyway, did you want to start or you want me to start? Or?
Sure, mate. Let's start with one that is actually a live debut that just came out a couple of days ago.
A live debut?
Yeah, so they haven't released the studio version. It's just they played it for the first time, I think, live. In Las Vegas. Yeah, and it's MGMT, and the song is called In the Afternoon.
Oh. Vibe to that,
like definitely. Almost like a
I can't think of the band.
Yeah, there's a band, that,
band that sounds like
Tears for Fears, maybe
something like that, yeah. Or like not the Strokes. This just it kind of reminded me of The Cure.
The Cure.
In terms of like singing style and stuff. Yeah.
Actually, it's interesting because like because you know he's that guy. I can't remember his name. It's Andrew. He's got a very like. Specific voice, like everyone knows whenever he sings, oh, it's the MGMT voice.
Yeah.
But yeah, that one didn't sound quite like that. You're right.
Yeah, he's going a bit lower on the register.
Yeah, a little lower on the register. Probably he's getting a little older, so it's probably more comfortable to be lower on the register. But also, yeah, it did sound a lot more 80s than, like, the last album was getting there.
It was kind of like, it had kind of, I don't know, like a spooky vibe to it, which was interesting.
Well, their last album was all gothic, neo-gothic.
I haven't listened to that, but that definitely shows a bit.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely have to give that album to you for listen to this.
That's interesting.
It is a good album, and I'm glad they're going in that direction, because it's dark and kind of haunting.
Kind
of cool.
Alright.
But, That was the first one. I guess when the studio version comes out, it'll be better.
Yeah, we'll be able to hear it a little bit better.
Yeah, which I can't wait for.
All right. Well, the first song that I'm going to bring up is from a Greek band called Deaf Radio. They've got a new album out called Modern Panic.
Uh-huh.
Their first album that they came out with was in 2017, and I really like that album.
Cool.
It was called Alarm, I think. I think it was called Alarm. They've just had a new one come out, and the song that I'm going to show you from that is called Astypalia.
Cool.
We'll be right back.
that's pretty juicy.
Yeah, I really love that song. Like later in the song has one of those suck about moments, you know, I'm talking about like whoosh,
I love those moments so much.
There's got to be a musical term for that.
There is.
Suckback just doesn't sound good enough.
There's probably a term for it. We'll have to find out. You know the term,
email us.
But that sounds great. What was that song called again?
That was called Astapalia, I think.
And the band is called?
It's called Deaf Radio. They've kind of like got kind of like deserty, kind of like early alternative rocky kind of sound. Kind of like throughout it, kind of like if you ever heard of like Queens of the Stone Age,
kind of got that vibe.
They kind of get that vibe with them. So Astapalia is actually like a secluded Greek island in the Dodecanese. Apparently, that's so you know. Yeah, I don't know if it's pronounced like that, but
sounds like
it was written on the rooftops of old churches in Astapalia. Apparently it focuses on the connections and experiences between each band member with marauding and majestic guitars reminiscent of Queens of the Stone Age, like I said, and Rise Against, a song that begs to be played loud.
Marauding guitars is very, very apt.
Some other like songs on the album are pretty good, like dance like a I'm about to say dance like a turtle, but I'm pretty sure it's dance like a reptile. That's a pretty good song. Same as like Animals, that's another good song. But like I recommend this band. They're definitely like up and coming, but they're really, really gaining a lot of traction around like Europe and stuff, because
That makes sense. I mean they're actually from like Greece.
But apparently like ever since they blew up in 2017 they've been going everywhere, so I think they're also in like based kind of in London as well now, but
that seems to be the natural progression for a lot of these European
bands. but good on them. They got some loud good sounds. So
absolutely. Well, all right, well, check the album out and maybe they'll gig here at some point.
Oh fuck,
who knows.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that. I love that. So that's my first song of the day. What have you got next?
I've got a song here from Pond released a Pond. They're also from Greece.
Good old Pond.
Good old Pond from coincidentally not across the pond anywhere.
Across the big
landmass, yeah. Across the basin,
Western Australia.
They've released they called it Sessions, the album, because it's like a live album.
What you call like live recording sessions.
Yeah, like in like an actual studio, just playing. Yeah, a sesh. And it's fucking phenomenal. In fact, in some ways, it's like it just shows like how good they've become as a live act.
Oh no! Like they tour enough for that. Like,
they
tour like crazy.
You know, they've become really, really comfortable with what their set lists are and stuff. So I was gonna play one of the tracks off of Sessions, which fucking rocked. So let me just find one now.
Cool.
Stress out in me. Should I be worried about my kidney or worried about
specifically took it from the bit where it's like, I left my phone in Sydney.
Yeah, that was funky.
It was very funky.
That's live. That sounds
studio. They've gotten really
good.
They've gotten really, really good.
No, that's good.
Definitely check it out, because they've got like, it's a good mix of stuff from like, they've got one, you know, a song from like their first album, and then like a song from like, you know, Man It Feels Like Space Again, or you know, at least a couple from that, and then most of them are from the new ones that they have. But then new ones, and I get why. I think, like, they're talking about Australia a lot more. I think they've realized that, like, you know, people like that. People like that they're an Australian band.
I for so long, I've been like, everyone was just trying, just like talking about California and their songs and stuff. And it's, I was like,
shut up.
What are you talking about? Like, you evidently that's just to make money.
Yeah.
So, like, just talk about where you're from. Like we need local tales in our town.
We totally do. Yeah. And so I think there's a conscious part on them. Like, their last album was called Tasmania.
Yeah.
And then the one before that was The Weather, and it's still all about, like, their time in the West Coast. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, if that's your experience, let it be reflected in your
songs. Absolutely. Express yourself in the music. Yeah.
I'm saying, you can't write songs about California.
Yeah, if you go to California, you should write something.
Yeah, yeah. But it just sometimes it just has that air to it, you know. But anyway, yeah, no, that was really funky.
Funky ass, man.
Yeah, good point.
All right, what do you got, mate?
Well, we've spent a bit of time on the West Coast talking about Tasmania. Now let's head up to Brisbane with the Brisbane band Violent Soho.
Oh, wow. I have heard of Violent Soho.
Yeah, they've got a couple of new singles out. The one I'm going to be talking about is called Vacation Forever, but they also have another one out, which is not quite their normal like sound, called A-OK. It's a bit more like acoustic sounding, but I'll be talking about Vacation Forever. Well,
Vacation
that's
forever.
The opposite of Vacation Forever. But yeah, anyway, so I'll play a bit of Vacation Forever for you. And I want to know what it feels like to touch the grass again. What it seems right through me all the time. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, could they all want the good life? But I just want to breathe. Cause I packed my bags and I drained my veins and I got my reason seen. Cause I got no car and I got no house, but I kept the garden clean. There's a baby boomer across the street and it won't stop staring at me. Vacation life, forever is strife. I'll leave the family. I just wanna be. Yeah, so that's quite a catchy little tune. I love the little boppy kind of drum in there every now and again.
I've never heard Violent Soho before. Really? I just realized. Yeah, as I was listening to him, I'm like, I didn't even realize they're from Brisbane.
Yeah, well, they're quite a good band. I haven't, like, deep dived, but I got recommended them a few years back.
Mm. They've become quite, like, a household name.
Yeah, no, this one's, like, their fifth album, I think.
Wow, okay.
So, yeah.
They've been in the game for a while,
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But it's an interesting song. There's a particular lyric that you might have missed there, which is like they used as kind of like a viral campaign, and it's very perfectly timed because it was before the whole meme came out. Mm. But there's a line in it which is, "There's a baby boomer across the street, and it won't stop staring at me." And then the whole OK Boomer thing blew up.
OK Boomer.
Anyway, like they were talking about it, how like it was like written before that, and like and they were just saying it's literally just coincidence.
Yeah.
They remarked it's funny because it puts a different light on it. but like, yeah, no, the whole song is just like about like all right, I'll just read this out
because
this like, kind of explains it. I copied this down. I guess lyrically I'm trying to describe a certain frustration, the guitarist and vocalist says of the song, which is written while staring at his parents' house due to a time of personal upheaval. No matter what I did in life, I always ended up back there, I was back there again years later, the same damn fucking room. The part where he's like, there's a baby, and apparently he would go out to like, I forget what he was doing. It would go out and there would be like a guy just staring at him all the time across the street, and it was just like and that's what that's from.
So it's actually
it was
from literally just experience. His neighbor. That's funny. That's actually really funny, like, cause, so this is an Australian band. They just released this album when?
No, the album's coming out.
The album's coming out. But this single came out.
Two singles
right before the OK Boomer meme.
Yeah.
It's funny as well because
they were doing like the, there's like there was like a somewhere in Sydney there was like a huge billboard with that lyric on it. They were already trying to like
they're already viral marketing that lyric. It's funny that because like just quickly just on the back of that because of the whole what you were just talking about that song I played Tasmania.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard the lyrics, but it's like, you know, I might go shack up in Tasmania before the ozone goes and paradise burns in Australia. Who knows? Who knows? And it's like, they release that, like, and then it's like, fires are all over the fucking place. And everyone's talking about how it's like, it's going to become, like, unlivable, that
area.
Well,
you know, like songs are starting to represent what's happening, and that's a good thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, in terms of, like, this one that came out, I don't know, it's very, like, relatable, I find. And, you know, it's good shit.
Oh, they're violent. I mean, violent Soho, yeah. Like
violent Soho, yeah.
They've become a name, so.
Check them out. If you haven't.
I bloody have to. No. Bloody have to, Neil.
Yeah. Aussie.
Yeah, they're another bloody rinky dinky.
Yeah, he's got a real, well, except for the Greek band.
Yeah, and true bloody blue, otherwise.
Bloody blue episode, right?
We've got a couple of wogs back in Greece, but, oh my God. You know.
Oh my God, you said wog.
Hey, it's okay, I can. I'm a wog.
That's our word.
Okay. All right. Well, I got one more here in my list, and I'm being a bit lenient because I wasn't very good at finding some songs this week that were totally new. But this one did come out in 2019, like 4 months
ago.
That's
this year?
Yeah, no. Still.
Don't worry, I was very lenient. I discovered one of the songs that I was talking about last week came out in January, and I was like, ah! Whoops!
All right. Well, this one came out in June, so that's
you're beating me.
That's not too bad. I don't know if you're gonna like the sounds here. It's it's a very Adrian, come on, mate, give it a bloody try.
Nah,
yeah,
mate.
This is a band called Tipper, or it's an artist called Tipper. He's an English musician, and he makes what they call like psybient, like it's like ambient
psy.
Yeah.
Right,
but it gets really like, but it's, he's interesting because Sybian's usually like very like ethereal and stuff, or like, you know, and very like slow, but his is very driving and very like beat heavy. So I'll play a track from this new album called Jettison Mind Hatch, and the track is called Vicious. It's very scratchy.
Like probably wouldn't put it on my iPad, but it's interesting. Not that I have an iPad.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you?
I was going to say iPod, and I accidentally said iPad.
iPad.
I don't even have an iPod, though.
Who does anymore? Who does? But no, it's a, yeah, it, well, I mean, Tip is like very much in the psychedelic, like, festivals.
Yeah, I could definitely hear that. That's like, off in the distance.
You that's know, one of those sorts of, like, yeah, you go to a festival
like
and
2 a.m.
Yeah, 2 a.m. something. Tipper starts his set and everyone's like, bloody munted.
Oh. Yeah, a bit of energy.
What is that? Is that even like instruments? What's going on?
It's fucking aliens.
Fuck. Actually, like, admittedly, I listened to that track the other day. I was up in the mountains and I was doing what's called candy flipping. And for the kids at home, I won't explain what that means. But I was candy flipping all night. And then, that involves some...
Sound like two up?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And it's really good with candy flipping. Very, that's just very good with altered states.
No, it seems very, very energetic.
Very energetic. For ambient.
Like, the way you described it, I liked it better than the way you described it.
Yeah, I know, I was like, because I was trying to figure it out, and it doesn't really fall into a proper category.
Yeah, it's strange.
Very weird.
Like, interesting noises.
But now you've heard Tipper's interesting noises.
Indeed I have. Alright, well, I got one more.
Sure.
I got one more that I'm going to bring up. Remember... Well, no, that's a weird way to bring it up. You know a little man called... a little man? That's also a weird way to bring it up. Ben Lee.
Ben Lee. Remember Ben Lee? Yeah, I remember Ben Lee.
Catch My Disease, Ben Lee. Yeah, Bentley's come out with a new album recently.
Bentley does a lot of acid, apparently.
Bentley does a lot of things. but no, like he like blew up when he was really young.
Yeah, he did. Really young.
I can't remember if it was a band or just him, but
it was
Noise Addict.
Yeah, I think it. I think it was.
I think it might have just been.
I think it was just him. And yeah, then because he had, like
that was what was strange about it.
Yeah. He was like 16.
Yeah, like really young. Yeah. But anyway, now he's older and he's come out with a new like album, which is an album of all covers.
Okay.
It's entirely covers of his influences, I'm pretty sure that's what he said. Okay. So it's just like 90s alternative kind of obscure bands. Some of them I've heard of.
Yeah.
Actually no, they're probably not obscure to people who probably grew up during that period. I just wasn't around, but yeah, so like he has like covers of like Sonic Youth, Fugazi, that's another one I've heard of, and one of them is from an Australian band called Smudge, which is I think it came out like 94, so it's a bit before our time. Yeah. But I'm gonna play the Australian one because I found the contrast between like the two different versions was quite a lot. Like, I listened to the original, I'm like, oh, it's Australian band, I'm gonna go check out the original, and I'm like, whoa, that's a bit different. Anyway, so I'm gonna play the Ben Lead version. Oh, the by the way, the album is called Quarter Century Classics with an X on the end.
Quarter Century cool. Classics. Alright.
But yeah, anyway, I'm gonna play Ingrown. Mm-hmm. It's originally by Smudge, mm-hmm. which is the name of the band, but this one's by Ben Lee.
Cool.
Kind of bored, I find it sad. I hold your things, you pull them back. The face you make looks blue to me, but still it's probably when all alone, just the way you look, I'm falling for every trick in the book. Hook, line, and sinker, reeling, I'm a thinker.
Like very, it's like strings, and you know, it sounds all calm and shit.
Yeah.
One of the
is it grungy in the original version?
Yeah. You know what? I might play a little bit
of that too.
But I'll do that after reading out these quotes. He said about Smudge were one of the first local bands I started seeing a lot as a young teen, and Tom Morgan's songwriting skills were what I fell in love with off the bat.
Hmm.
The songs were intelligent and funny, but also heartbreaking, melodic, and absolutely effortless. Tom had the best image, too. It appeared that he was able to write the coolest songs of the early 90s without even leaving the couch. So that's how he felt about this band. Mm. I've never heard of them, personally.
No, I haven't heard as much either, yeah. But really local. I mean, it was still at the time of, like, pub rock and...
Yeah, you know. Yeah. We still had, like, a scene in Sydney and stuff. But, like, not that we don't now. It's just been, you know, punch in the gut. But like, yeah, no, all right, I'll play...
Yeah, play the OG.
OG.
You can't afford, I find it sad. I hold your things, you pull them back. The face you make looks new to me, but still it's probably when all alone, just the way you look, I fall.
Definitively more 90s.
Yeah. So, could see the plant like playing Tony Hawk to that. Yeah. Real easy.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm railing. Combo.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Playing Crazy Taxi or something. but like, no.
But like, yeah, or going to a pub and like actually hearing
a live band.
Yeah. Cause yeah, no, definitely. Like, it's kind of cool that he's playing a more like melancholic version of that song.
He's definitely got his own like vibe on it, which is a good thing about a cover.
Yeah,
it brings something new to it whilst you know, keeping the general feel of the new the old one. But like, I don't know. I found like if you're into like Ben Lee and his kind of like acoustic kind of stuff. Mm. Every now and again through this album, obviously it has different like influences because the literal songs are from different bands.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes electric guitar comes in, sometimes it doesn't, you know. Mm. But yeah, whatever. If you're into him, check it out.
I think he's a cool dude. I'll check it out.
Catch My Disease is the one that I really
Yeah. I think there's other ones that came out. I just remember my skipping rope team in primary school always playing Catch My Disease, so it became kind of like an earworm.
Yeah, and then I remember like Coke bought it, and then Coke had it.
Really? Of course they did. It sounds like a bloody summer song, isn't it?
Yeah, it does, eh?
Yeah, just
songs out, Coke's out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Ben Lee, can you drink this Coca-Cola?
I mean, but we've had a decidedly Greek/Australian.
Yeah.
Vibe.
Interesting fresh press this week.
But no, I had a lovely old torn.
As always, so did I. And hopefully next week I'll be a little more prepared and have more fresh things that aren't from June.
Well, you know, whatever. It's fresh as fresh does.
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't make sense.
Let's make that a shirt. Our official merch is coming soon.
Yeah, we can afford merch. Alright. Well, bye, I guess.
Yeah, bye. Well, bye. Goodbye, everybody.
That's all we've got time for, folks.
That's been Pirate Radio Podcast.
Pirate Radio.